Good morning. Today is Monday, May 24th, 2021. This is Carl James of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Last night, Coach Jeff Mercer spoke with the media after Indiana's second straight complete game 3-1 loss, in which Indiana did not even get to a third ball situation against Garrett Berhan. The Hoosiers were really struggling at the plate over the last few days, and most of the conversations the coach had revolved around that topic in particular.
Can you talk a little bit about, there were several, I think, pretty clear pitches that were kind of down the middle that the team took today that might have been opportunities. Did you see that as well, and did you think those were missed opportunities?
From the side, it's hard for me to tell where those pitches are at. Was it earlier in the game, later in the game, or like lead off an inning?
I would say they were middle of the game.
Yeah,
middle innings. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if they did, it was certainly a missed opportunity. If it's a pitch they can handle in the middle of the plate, you know, something we've certainly spent a lot of time talking about and working on, and if they took those pitches, then we should have been more aggressive in those situations and tried to capitalize on those pitches.
Okay. Tom and then Aaron.
Jeff, in this rough stretch here, the 1-6 stretch in the last seven, you've only scored 13 runs in the six losses. Are you starting to feel like you're getting a bit of a carryover? Are they starting to press a little bit, that one poor outing is sort of leading to another one, or no?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that's probably a true statement. And they're good kids, and they're working hard at it, and you can kind of feel them press a little bit, and obviously trying really hard to pull their weight and to do those things to help us to win, and have shown the ability to be good offensively. I think that makes it frustrating to have come off of a month where we were good offensively, and then to struggle the way that we have of late, I think is frustrating and kind of begets maybe a little bit more of a struggle too. You just try to keep helping those guys through and showing up early and working and encouraging them and being a positive reinforcement that they are capable and that, they'll eventually break through. You look at, for me, as I watched the game last night and obviously did not perform well offensively. And then I watched the game today. I think we were far better offensively overall, as far as just quality contact, and Carl said, we may have taken some pitches down the middle, and that's certainly true. We weren't perfect by any stretch, but we had five or six balls that we hit on the screws, and they get caught if those balls go one way or the other, and a little bit different scenario. We had an opportunity early to score a couple of runs and weren't able to do it. But I did feel like we were better today, and that's what I talked to him about afterwards is, it's not just the outcome of the game or outcome of the at bat. More specifically, it's about was it a more quality at bat? Was it a more quality contact? Did you make an adjustment throughout the course of the at bat or the game? Did you hit a ball hard? Did you advance a guy? Did you do something that was more positive? And I felt like we did more positive things today than we did last night. And they had some good shifts on, and the shifts worked for them. And hit several line drives at him in the outfield, and we weren't able to break through.
Aaron and then Dustin.
I don't think this is a question I'd ever be asking you earlier in the year, but how relieved are you to face a lefty tomorrow? Recently you've hit lefties better than righties, which I can't believe has happened given your struggles early, but you hit the one lefty this weekend. You hit a lefty okay recently. Does that make you feel better, or is it just a rotten at the core approach? I don't want to use that word, that you're afraid of hitting any pitcher right now.
Well, I'm certainly not afraid of hitting any pitcher right now, but we did face a ton of lefties there in succession, and so you spend a lot of time on facing lefties, as we're facing, I don't know, it was like eight out of nine starters, eight out of 10 starters, something along those lines, where we faced a ton of lefties there in a row. And so we spent a lot of time on lefties. And then obviously it's been more back to right-handed pitching here the last week or two. And sure. Statistically speaking, we're better against lefties in the last couple of weeks because we faced a lot of them and haven't been good the last few days against righties. So, hopefully we can continue to trend in a positive direction. We were better today than we were yesterday. Hopefully we're better tomorrow than we were today, and we can find a few holes for some of those balls.
Dustin and then Carl. Lost Dustin, so we'll go to Carl and then Tom.
So, Coach, is it possible that you'll be in a position to maybe use a couple more left-handed hitters tomorrow in situations if you have if you're going up against like a right-handed reliever?
Yeah, it's a possibility. I mean, it's a possibility if you feel like those guys are better than the guy that you have in there currently. I do feel like we have our best defensive lineup in there, and so it makes it a little bit tougher to make some moves. I do realize that you have to score to win, and we haven't done that as of late. But yes, if that opportunity presents itself, we would like to do that if we can.
Tom?
Jeff, plans still to go with John tomorrow, and then you're good to go there. And then you got plenty of arms left. I know a long week, four game weekends are tough, but you feel like you still got plenty of arms to get through tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, we should be fine tomorrow. We'll have Madunio and Bothwell and Machaki should be back up, and Litwicki. We should be fine on the mound tomorrow, yes.
Dustin, and we'll wrap up with what last one from Aaron.
Yeah, sorry, I was cut off for a second, so I apologize if you were asked this. But obviously these losses piling up. I mean, you go from obviously being in a Big Ten contending situation to kind of being playing for your tournament life at this point. What do you, how are the guys viewing that at that point? Is it creating a greater pressure situation? Is it something that you make a point to talk about or to not talk about at this point?
Well, I think everybody, when you realize you're not going to be able to compete for the Big Ten championship, although we try not to talk about it a ton, I mean, the kids know and everyone's aware of what's going on and what you're playing for. And I'll talk to the guys about, you know, each time you walk onto the field, it is you're competing for a Big Ten championship, and the caliber of your effort and your intent and your focus. And I mean, it's been a long year for everyone in our country. It's been a long year for these guys too. And so you are trying to find ways to make sure that they stay focused and that they continue to kind of bring the energy each and every day. And so once you lose the ability to compete for the Big Ten championship, we will say, hey, listen, there's still a lot for us to continue to work for and compete for. There's still a lot left for us to potentially achieve. And, you know, we talked about a couple of years ago when we won the Big Ten and in Michigan, made it into the tournament late, and Michigan went on obviously a run in the postseason, and you know they were I guess you could say maybe potentially on the bubble a little bit as they were in the conference tournament. I just remember that kind of being when I was talking to Chris Fetter, their pitching coach at the time, who was a good friend of Justin and mine. We went to play high school ball together. I remember him saying, "I feel like we're on the bubble right now, and having to win a game later to make it in." So. You know, I try not to press upon them too much about, you know, the postseason and the end product and those things. But at the same time, I do think it's important to encourage and continue to bring a positive light to things. And the reality is the difficult times, they reveal you who you really are, your integrity, your character, who you are, the essence of you as a person. It's easy to show up with a smile on your face when everything is going right. Just got a new job and a promotion. You win a bunch of ball games, and it's easy to be really happy and do all the work. It's hard when you lose. It's hard when you don't succeed, when things go wrong. And you know, we have to have high character. We have to show up every day and do the work. And there is a lot to play for. And we do reference and frame, try to talk about those things and keep those guys moving forward because they have earned it. We played well enough throughout the course of the year to continue to be in that conversation and have more to play for, not just because of this recent struggle. We played well for a long time and gives ourselves a chance to have that opportunity.
All right, last one for Aaron.
Again, deja vu. I mean, in 2015, the team was way out of the tournament and then beat Maryland and Ohio State 6 straight to close the season, and they got in that way. You obviously have one more against Ohio State and Maryland. How much can you use that as a teaching point if you win your last four to get in? Because that's what the 2015 team did. And if you do that, that's probably your one shot at the postseason is winning your last four, at least good shot.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great topic. It's a great conversation point. You know, there's things we talk about with the club But there are obviously other teams that have done those things and other teams that have had success and have history of doing that. And certainly Indiana's been a great history of success, and the tradition of it, you know, bodes well for us to be able to go out and use it as a positive reference for the kids.